Vakas, how are you?
Gregor, doing fantastic, buddy.
Well, today's topic, I'll be honest, I was shocked at the statistic unearthed by yourself. When we're talking about kind of the obesogenic environment that we have right now for kids, and that if that the health shape of a parent significantly influences the chances of obesity in kids, good or bad. And if one parent is obese, the child has 3 times higher chance of being obese. But if both parents are obese, then that child has a 10 times higher chance of being obese than average kids. That's scary.
Yeah, you know, when I was doing my TV show, The X-Weighted Show, I was doing a lot of research on childhood obesity before we started filming to prepare for the show. So that's one of the stats that I found. I can't remember what exact research article it came from. But yeah, it makes sense that, parents influence pretty well every decision the child makes until they leave the house. So if both parents are making poor choices with regards to food and poor choices to not being as active as they should, that kind of thing, that all falls onto the children. So, yeah, if one child or if one parent is obese, 3 times more likely that child's going to be obese in their adulthood. And if both parents are obese, it's 10 times the chance. So they've got virtually no chance if both parents are obese. And on the flip side, it is extremely rare that if both parents are fit and healthy that a child ever becomes obese. Something major or traumatic would have had to have happened to that person in their life for them to become obese.
Well, there you go. For parents, you are, of course, the biggest influencer for your kids' health. That's great. Now, there are a few things that parents should look at daily then, Paul, to help this out.
Yeah, so an obesogenic environment is basically an environment where it's not conducive to weight loss, and you're actually making weight gain quite a bit easier than it should be. Like, we've already got an obesogenic environment with, having mostly desk jobs out there, and there's fast food every place that you go to, that kind of thing, and all the unhealthy, high-calorie processed foods and grocery stores. But parents can make some better choices or also be aware of some of the things that they're doing that might be able to give the child a better chance of being healthier in their adulthood. And one of them is something called Pester Power. So this is something companies use that make food product to advertise directly to children to get the children to pester their parents to buy them products. So they're going to have cartoon characters on cereal boxes. They're going to have, you have athletes like Sidney Crosby promoting either Gatorade or Powerade. I can't remember which one he is. Kobe Bryant doing the same thing. Singers and pop stars promoting Coca-Cola, that kind of thing. It's kind of shameful that they do that because I know they get paid big money, but they should look at kind of what's happening to the child as well. Parents have to be aware of Pester Power. So when you're in the store your kids see those products, you got to be willing to gut it out and say no, or tell them before that you go in that, hey, I'm not getting you any treats today. You're going to have to wait till another time.
Screen time nowadays, that's the biggest one, laptop, phones, everything else. That's probably the biggest challenge that other generations of parents never had to face.
That's right, yeah, and some of the stuff that I've been reading is that screen time really should be no more than 1 to maximum 2 hours in a day, and that's including all types of screens. We're talking like video games, TV, laptops, iPad, all that kind of stuff. So it's a good babysitter parents use often, and it's because it's easy. You want a little bit of alone time. You're tired. You're stressed. Your kids are bugging you. It's easy just to give them a video game or some TV or a laptop or iPad to keep them busy for a while. The key is you just got to be aware of how often that's happening, and so that it doesn't get excessive and become such an extreme habit that they can't let go of it. So, and also they're not moving, they're not being engaged physically and doing anything, so it's not a great long-term outlook for their health.
Now, what does stats say as far as the benefits of eating together as a family? Does that actually, does that lower the chance of bad eating habits and obesity?
Yeah, I don't have any specific stats to share, but basically I have read many times that, yeah, a family that kind of eats together, prepares food together, maybe even have the children prepare some of the food that they can, or even if they can't, they're too young, maybe setting the table or cleaning up afterwards. When you do that, you do less mindless eating. Instead of sitting in front of a TV and eating by yourself, and you consume a lot more food and calories than you normally would. If the portion sizes are set out, if you're engaged in how the food was prepared, you're more mindful of what's going on. You tend to eat a little bit slower. It's more social. People tend to have a healthier body and also mindset long term if you're doing that.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Now, Plakas, a few other quick things. The obesogenic environment is, I think, a big issue that all of us have to be aware of to try to help each other. I know people have talked about schools trying to get more healthy options rather than candy bars, and some have banned them and different things like that. Even if you look at the big new recreation centers, they have more bad eating habit options than they do good eating habit options, right? And I know cost
Absolutely.
And everything else comes into it. So when you look at, when you've dealt with clients over the last 15 years, are you seeing more people come to you overweight than you ever have before, even at adult level?
Yeah, it's definitely increasing for sure in my experience over the 20 years. So it's I've always seen it, but it's definitely more and more so. And what's happening now is parents are not even aware of their children being obese because they see other kids that they think their kids are normal. So I know often in our show when the children were being measured with their height and their weight, and then the doctor was saying, hey, you are in the 95th percentile of obesity, meaning only 5 kids in your age group out of 100 are heavier than you, and then 94 are, you know, lighter than you. So when parents hear that, it's a big shock to them because they just see it coming on gradually. They see other kids being probably around the same size. So they're not sometimes even aware that their child is having a problem. And plus, they're big too, and they seem to be comfortable in their skin as they've aged as well. So parents need to know that this is a problem, and they're the ones that make the decisions. They're the ones that decide what we're eating, what they're doing for activity, what they're doing on the weekends, all that kind of stuff. So being aware of that and trying to make a few changes here and there for their own health and their kids' health is probably, the way to go. It's whatever anybody can tolerate slowly.